Patriots are 4-for-10 tonight on third, but 3-for-3 in the second half. Patrick Ricard comes in, the fullback on the defensive line. Third and 10 at the 48-yard line. Shotgun snap is low. Brady plucks it off the turf, sets up and throwing deep down the middle of the field, and this one's going to be intercepted. Earl Thomas with the pick, not touched, gets up at the 10, runs up the middle to the 20, across the 30-yard line, and has his legs taken out from him by Shaq Mason at the 32.
Terrible, terrible, terrible interception. By the way, that Patrick Ricard that you just heard them talking about, he'd be perfect right now as a James Devlin replacement. I hate to say it. It's exactly what they need.
He wouldn't have to play defense either.
Nope, that's exactly what they need. Yeah, and he can do both.
What a load he is,
yeah.
Huh?
617-779-7937. The Patriots lose and lose big tonight, 37-20. So if you had any visions of a 16-0 season,
Fred.
Mr. Smirlis, you can dismiss him right now. Dismiss him.
I think I'm dreaming.
The 18th year in a row that he's picked him to go 16-0.
Now you're lying.
Not bad.
What?
He was right once.
He was.
Come on.
I'll give him credit.
Oh, I said it this time.
That worked out.
But I didn't anticipate the injuries.
Back to the phone calls.
I'm calling Rocket.
Tom is in Narragansett. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Tom.
I have a bone to pick about this interception with Brady. It's 3rd and 10. He has no one open. He's throwing the ball down the field. It's basically like a punt, right? Would you agree with that? It's 3rd and 10.
No. I don't know if that's what he was thinking.
Down the middle of the field, but Sudu has a single coverage. He's throwing it up. He knows there's no one else open underneath. They're punting anyway. They're not in field goal range. They're not bringing Folk out there for a friggin' 45, 50-yarder.
Okay.
He's throwing it up, single coverage. The guy picks it. He ends up getting up, runs it back, 20 yards, but I don't think it's the end of the world on that interception.
So wait a minute, I'm confused. Are you saying that Brady should not have thrown it?
No, I'm saying he should have thrown it. I'm saying it's not the end of the world. On the you,
it was
you
the
just
end of the
said
world.
Just before I just came on the line, you just said that was a terrible pick.
Terrible pick.
To me, it's not a terrible pick.
Well, you're
to
down.
Me, it's a decision that he makes. There's no one open underneath. There's no first down. They're punting anyway. Sanu has one-on-one coverage. Throw it up. Maybe he makes the play. Maybe he
safety
doesn't.
Standing.
Well, but it was the guy.
I understand the safety at position, but what I'm saying is they're punting it. They're giving the ball
back.
Yeah,
but you're losing.
Anyway.
You
they're
need
not
to get points.
A field goal there.
No, I get it. I know what you're saying, Tom. It could have served as well if Sanu had touched him. It might have served as a pretty good field position scenario. I know exactly.
Well, that's my only point.
Okay,
I agree
on,
with
on.
You guys. Everything else you've said tonight, I agree with.
Okay, but hold on 1 second. Hold on. You do know that that safety wasn't covering Sanu, right? He was back in the middle
was,
of the field.
It was one-on-one.
No, he wasn't. He was not.
He was over the top. I
no.
understand. They
yes,
were in his own
was, yeah, he was right in the middle
yeah,
of the field.
It was his own coverage. But what I'm saying, he was throwing it up. Yeah, Sanu was running into the safety. The ball was overthrown and
right.
got caught by Earl Thomas. Yeah.
No, but you could make a case that, okay, well, it's not so bad
I'm
because.
I'm saying it's basically like a punt.
Except that you only needed 10 yards for the first down. You were moving pretty well, and
but going by Brady's judgment making, I'm going to say obviously there was no one open on
that obvious.
I don't have the all 22s obviously on my television.
He was throwing
a school. I was drinking Bud Lights. I can't tell, but
might have had something to do with it.
It wasn't a very good throw.
Yeah, but they were moving the ball at the time. I'm looking at the play-by-play sheet right now. They go to Sanu 8 yards. They go to Edelman for 11 yards. They go to Sanu again for 7. They go to Sanu again. Then you had the Watson drop on the seam route, which was a killer. That was a second down, okay? That would have been a first down. And then suddenly you go 3rd and 10.
Where was the ball?
And he threw the
what
ball.
What yard line?
Right.
What yard line was the ball on? Do you know when they snapped it?
I don't remember either.
But it wasn't a hugely deep ball. I mean, he lobbed it up there, but it wasn't like a 60-yard pass.
And it wasn't like you were losing and you needed to get at some point. So he could – I mean, he maybe didn't see the safety because normally that's not going to – he doesn't do that.
He had the ball at the 40. That's where they were.
40-yard line. Okay, well, now let's say you can only hit a
– Baltimore's 40.
Let's just say you give a 6-yard pass. Now it's 4th and 4. Okay, now you've got a 52-yard field goal, or you don't kick it.
Yeah.
You don't kick it, but now you may be in a position to, I don't know, think about going for it or something. Or
even
if you don't go for it, I'm just talking about his reference to a punt. Or if you don't go for it, your kicker can drop the ball inside the 10-yard line.
Tom Brady threw a bad pass.
He did. I agree.
But what was the score at the time? They were still down. They needed to get points.
And the play before the score was 30-20 at the time. And the play right before that, it was a great pass to Watson.
Yep.
That seam route, which he caught one last week doing the exact same thing.
Can't believe they didn't show that again. They didn't show it again.
He simply dropped it. He had it and he dropped it. So those two plays were a killer. Again, they were moving the chains.
Yeah.
And those two plays killed them at that point. Dino's in Jersey. Dino.
Yeah, the play doesn't happen. The interception doesn't happen if Watson catches the ball, because the next throw doesn't happen.
Agreed.
Now, a couple of things, guys. I mean, you're wasting time talking with these people, Trubisky and all kinds of crap.
He's a mobile quarterback.
Well, a couple of things, right? I'm shocked. This is like one of those times where I say, I look back and I say, Bill was outcoached. And it's few and very, very far between. But I know. I mean, this guy Jackson wasn't ever going to just drop back in the pocket, throw the ball 40
times.
But
they knew that, Tino.
So what were they? Yes, but exactly. They knew that. So what were they going to try to do? Establish what? The run. Then running the ball right at him.
Hold on, Tino. It's a much different type of running game than your straight ahead running game. It is very different. Okay? When you have two running backs, and Ingram and Edwards, who can run the ball, and you have a quarterback that's a threat. So when they're running that, you don't know, and this is the confusion, and this is something they're going to have to clean up if they play this team again. There's real confusion. Who has the ball? Are you faked out by the fact that he's giving it to Ingram and then taking it back and taking it, on a sweep? That's the problem. It's not like a run. They weren't beaten by a team that was just running at them.
Okay, I just quick.
A lot of third downs is real good throws by Jackson. He hit a couple of nice rollouts and hit the a couple receivers for big.
Yeah, but in general, he didn't do much from the pocket. But
he never did. But they knew he wasn't doing it from the pocket.
He got first downs from running it and throwing it.
Go ahead.
It's just the other thing that's a little alarming to me is. Is this like a trend that's starting? Because Cleveland doesn't turn those three consecutive plays over. I mean, Chubb was on his way to a 200-yard rushing game against us. If he doesn't turn the ball over, and that's the pass play that we that the lineman intercepted, and like that game would have been a lot tighter.
Dino, they won the Cleveland game. Okay,
they were gonna win it anyway.
They outplayed Cleveland. That was not an issue.
Don't
go back to that game. Look at this game. Everything you're talking about with Lamar Jackson is correct. They got beat by the Baltimore Ravens tonight. All right?
Yeah.
Here. There's no blueprint.
Yeah, I tell you, you were correct, and Bill Belichick confirmed it. They did get out coached tonight.
Yes.
Bill Belichick said it. You're absolutely correct. You know, they did.
My last point with Julian Edelman, right? Part of what endears him to all of us is the way he plays. He lays it out on a line every single down, every play. But at some point, you need to learn to live, to fight for another day. At that point of the game, he was just a decoy in that route.
He's never a decoy.
In that route, he was. My son runs the same route all the time. Okay?
He's not a decoy.
He was looking to go down the field.
He's not a decoy.
And then he checked it.
That's not called a decoy. That's called a check down, like you said.
Right.
Okay. He checked it down. Yeah. And once he made the first guy miss, he avoided it being a loss of yards. But once he got back to the line of scrimmage, 1 yard over, you're not winning. You're not going much further than that point.
You just contradict yourself. The reason we love him because he goes for those extra points. Now he said extra yardage. And I said he shouldn't go for extra yardage.
I've never
he doesn't fumble very often.
Come on. You throw the football, the guy catches it. Your job is to get yards after the catch. Your job is not to go to the ground. That's not what your job is. So he coughed the ball up. He had two guys. One of them plucked the ball loose from him, but he was doing what he's supposed to do.
He's
supposed to get the two or three extra yards.
It's made him a great receiver.
You can't sit there now that you know the outcome and what happened and that he fumbled the ball and sit there and said, well, he should have gone down two or three yards before that.
How many first downs have you gotten by getting those extra yards?
That's his game, Steve.
He's always done
it. It's always yards after the catch.
If it was a habit with him, you know, I might say, okay, yeah.
He may not fumble again this season.
You're right. If he had fumbleitis, then by all means, I'd say, who was the receiver they had that would catch the ball and go down right away? Was it, I don't remember. They had one of the receivers. The kid that went to the Rams. Seemed like he always caught the ball.
Cooks.
Cooks would go down the minute he caught the ball. I get it, unless it was a deep ball, which he was good at. But, you know, that's not what Edelman does. That's not how he carved out an unbelievable place in Patriots history.
Yeah, but he's saying that because he knows the outcome now of the game, of the play. Okay,
the caller said, we love him because he does those things. Then he said he shouldn't do those things. So what is it? He doesn't. That's what makes him a threat. He doesn't go down. He goes for extra yards. Sometimes he breaks it down the sideline. He gets a lot of first downs.
It's disappointment in the loss. I get it.
Sure.
I get it.
That's exactly what it is. Yep. All right, 617-779-7937. We'll hear from Lamar Jackson coming up in the next hour. We'll hear what he had to say about the win tonight for the Baltimore Ravens, but we get right back to your phone calls coming up next. All right, back here on the Real Post Game Show. Patriots have lost. Can you tell? Can you tell by the callers tonight? Oh, Patriots lose tonight, and people are very, very concerned. You're hearing it. 617-779-7937. Back to the phone calls. Here's Jack in Rhode Island. What's up, Jack? Hello, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
I'm sorry, guys. I had you on speaker. I apologize.
No worries.
I was a little surprised when a call, it might have been the last caller, that said, I talked about the running game, and you said it's not a typical running game that the Ravens have.
Yeah.
I mean, was Bill not prepared to see a, you know, was he expecting to see a vanilla running game?
No.
Was he not prepared for that?
They knew exactly what they were getting, Jack, and they had a game plan for it. Now, whether guys stayed in their lanes and did exactly what they were supposed to do, you have to stay disciplined in a situation like this. I don't know.
Even then, Lamar Jackson's going to get some.
That's right.
I know they had a game plan. It didn't work.
Well, actually,
a lot of mistakes made. But when you
say, after they scored their first touchdown, they came out after that, and I thought they did a good job. It was a couple three and outs, and they did a good job with it. The problem was they coughed up the ball. Once they did that and they fell behind, it was a mess again.
Let me ask you a question. Was anybody surprised when I didn't have the luxury of watching the game from home? I was out with some people, and I had to be watching the game from the distance. When it was 17-7 and the Patriots came out to kick that field goal, I believe near the end of the first half.
17-10.
Was anybody surprised that they didn't go for it at that point?
A little bit. It was 17-10 at the time. And
I thought it was 17. It was 17.
It was
17-7. Then they kicked the field goal.
Okay.
Was anybody? Were you guys? The three of you. Here was my opinion of that.
Well, I'll tell you what my feeling was. The momentum had really shifted. The Patriots were looking like they were – the momentum had shifted over to their side. So you've got the ball to open up the second half. It's a chip shot field goal. It's 19-yard field goal. You're a half yard out. Suppose you don't get it. You think that
– that was at the end. That was the end of the
– end of the first half.
Yeah, so that was
– all right, so let me –
that was,
let
that
let
made
me
it, hold on. That made it 17-13.
Yeah. So what?
It was 17. It was 17-10.
Yeah, 17-10.
That field goal made it 17-13.
So one more thing is they get the ball at the second half. So
let me ask you a question. Do you think that's an indictment a little bit on Brady? That I mean, back in the day, I never would never think the Patriots would ever skip that opportunity. From what were they on the 2 or 3 yards? I mean, they were right down there.
That was about the 1 yard line.
A little
actually.
Bit of an indictment on Brady and what Belichick thinks.
Yeah. How?
I don't
He's
know.
Done it before.
No, I don't think it's. I don't think it's an indictment on Brady. I think it's just Bill Belichick looked at the overall. I thought there was a chance that they'd go for it. I didn't think it was going to be a quarterback sneak, but I thought they might go for it. But when I brought it up to these guys, they were correct. They said, well, you know, 17-13, you get the ball. Your offense was moving that second quarter. You scored 13 points that second quarter. So you were moving the ball much better. So the idea was get the three, get the ball to start the second half,
yeah.
and march down the field like
which
they were doing.
Which they did.
Until Edelman coughed the ball up on the 30-yard line.
Right.
So that was the thought process. But you could make Jack. You could make a case for going for it there, maybe.
My last question to you guys, and I know this may sound a little bit of an overreaction, but this is honestly how I feel. I mean, obviously, you cannot penalize the Patriots for the schedule that they have in front of them, who they play. But can we be really honest? I mean, I was waiting for this game because, to me, this was really the first litmus test, going on the road, difficult, you know, a pretty good team. And, I mean, should I be worried? I mean,
Ask you a question. There are five games in a row that are going to be pretty difficult, right? We all knew this in the schedule, all right?
Right.
Suppose they go 4-1 through those five games. How are you going to feel?
That would be tremendous, but I don't expect that.
Okay. So say they go, three and two.
Well,
they go 3-2.
And then they win the last three.
Well, to me, if they go 3-2, that's kind of what I think they are. I mean, it's
a 14-2 team.
That's not bad.
They would go.
What happened last year when they lost to Miami and they lost to Pittsburgh in a row? They're coming to an end.
Yeah, but I think this is a different team, though.
But they do still have the Belichick and Brady and some guys. But we know what they are. They're an intelligent group of guys on defense. How good are they? Well, they're going to match up with some teams. They had a chance to win this game, but they made some mistakes.
Let me ask you. Let me ask you a quick question. Jack, can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
How'd you feel about the Patriots going into the playoffs last year?
I was concerned about – I was very nervous about – I wasn't nervous about anyone except Kansas City.
Okay. I understand. That makes a lot of sense. But even the fact that they lost to Miami and Pittsburgh towards the end of the season, that didn't make
Miami?
You nervous?
Yeah, I just figured the Patriots would do what they – typically do.
Why don't you think the same thing now?
All right, I'm going to tell you why, because I'm really concerned about Brady. I think it's coming to an end. To me, he's not the same guy that he was.
Okay.
I'm not taking nothing away from him. He's the best of all time, but I just don't see that guy anymore.
Why is that?
Am I wrong? Am I way off on that?
What did you see last year with Brady in Miami and in Pittsburgh?
I didn't think he played particularly well in those games.
Okay, so you think now, suddenly, after this one game, that he's falling apart?
Why I'm worried? Because I know Father Time is going to be there one day.
Agreed. But
that's fair.
Some guys said that 4 years ago.
You can make that point, but you also have to look at what's around you, too. You've got – last year you had a left tackle who was so good he became the highest-paid left tackle in football. Mm-hmm. Out at Oakland, all right? You also had a tight end that was one of the best tight ends ever to play the game. You had a fullback who was one of the best fullbacks in the game. You had a center who was a starting player, not a backup player like you have now. There's a lot of things different with this defense. I mean, this offense than there were last year. And I still think they have enough between the offense, the defense, and the coaching to make a run at the Super Bowl.
I thought there were some good signs with the offense tonight and with Tom Brady. Now, granted, he made a huge mistake with the pick, but overall, I thought there were some good things, despite the fact that he had to jump out of that pocket a little bit tonight because he wasn't getting great protection specifically from his left tackle that, is a guy that's
wasn't
not real
any
good.
Help.
But I'll go back to this question to you guys. So people overreacted in the first eight games. I get that.
Yes.
So they're playing five now at Baltimore, at Philly, versus Dallas, at Houston, versus Kansas City. So shouldn't we really judge them on what it's like going through these five games?
Yes.
And if they're 3-2, my guess is they're going to win the last three at Cincinnati versus Buffalo versus Miami, both in Foxborough. We know how good they are there. So if they go 3-2 through this five and go 14-2 going into it, you're going to feel better than you felt last year when they were 11-5 going into the playoffs?
What were people saying about the defense? It doesn't look like a Super Bowl defense for me. This is a much better defense, right? They move better. They have better personnel.
Better than they look today, I'm sure.
Yeah, but they have better personnel than last year. You know, they
agreed.
Yes. Like, yes.
Agreed.
So that's one. Tom didn't have the players to throw to. That's why people say, why is he getting rid of the ball? Well, he didn't have anyone to throw to. You know, you got a new guy came in. It's pretty good. Hopefully some was going to healthy one of the tight ends. And but they're not in some of the plays that are hurt.
I understand.
Okay,
I understand the quarterback's going to get the bulk of the attention. But if you were to list the issues that the Patriots offense has, where does Tom Brady fall on that list?
Very low.
I would say that offensive line.
I would say the offensive line. I would say the lack of a fullback.
Yep.
And it kills your running game. The lack of a tight end like Rob Gronkowski kills your running game.
Agreed.
So they're going to have to throw the football. And at times tonight, they were moving the chains with the short passing game.
And who was that?
Tom Brady was the quarterback.
And to do that no-huddle offense is difficult on the road, especially a loud place like Baltimore. And they were running it. They were running it well at times. They couldn't finish a couple drives, and they had the turnover. The two turnovers, that hurt them, but they still seem to be able to move the ball somewhat effectively. You know, again, finishing it and having to settle for field goals isn't what you want. But I think if you diagnose the problems of this offense, Tom Brady's not in the top three or four.
And the positive is who was the key receiver?
42, you know.
Who was the receiver he threw to tonight?
Sanu.
Brand new guy.
And that was a bright spot. A real bright spot. Once that starts working in, that's going to be a pretty big factor.
It's not going to work much better than it did tonight. That was 10 catches for 80 yards.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a big thing. So he had another guy to throw to.
I don't know why people are focusing on Brady other than he threw a bad pick tonight.
Because he's the
man. It was the defense.
He's the man.
It was defense that was the issue. John is in Florida. Hey, John.
Oh, I don't know how you guys do it. I really don't.
We're very patient and humble individuals.
Exactly.
Here. And we're here to talk everybody through this. How's that? Does that work?
We're like shrinks.
I agree with you, Glenn. I saw good things tonight. I came out of this thinking, how many games has Sanu played? Two? Watson's been back for, two games?
Yep.
So
four catches.
I'm watching him. One big drop.
Four catches.
Yeah, when I watch him, it's like he's figuring it out.
Agreed.
It's almost like they're still a work in progress. What do you expect? But my main point, I thought you clean up the mistakes, the stupid penalties, and I don't know, was it one turnover or two? Edelman dropped.
Two. Tom threw an interception, too.
Yeah, that one wasn't as bad, but the momentum just seemed to stop over just dumb, uncharacteristic mistakes. You know,
yeah, a lot of mistakes.
And that was it.
And also, the big thing is you don't have a left tackle, and he's getting mauled.
Yeah,
that's
a real problem. And again, we don't know what Isaiah Wynn is going to be like. But Steve, I've got to believe he's going to be better than Newell.
Agreed, no doubt about it. And Fred, right. Fred,
stop sign's better than Newell.
Fred loves him.
Fred has him as the next coming of Jackie Slater. So
maybe a little bit better than that.
Might be a stretch.
He's going to be a lot better.
He'll be an upgrade.
Yeah.
It's an upgrade over Newhouse.
I agree.
How many times do we sit there and go, and is there replaying the last play, and we're going, oh, look at Newhouse. Oh, my God.
He just gets toasted.
Jesus.
To the point now, anytime Brady gets touched, we just assume it's Newhouse.
Yes. Right.
And
right.
A couple times it
wasn't.
Was.
He's just not that talented. I mean, it's not his fault. But, you know, he's just a guy that had to be put there because he didn't have anyone else.
Yeah. And that's a real problem right now. All right, 617-779-7937. Another hour to go right here on the Real Postgame Show. First loss of the season for the New England Patriots, 37-20 was your final score. Baltimore now goes to 6-2. They did it running the football, 210 yards on the ground. They've been averaging 204 per game. They got 210 in this one. Lamar Jackson had 61 of those. Ingram had a 115. He also had a 53-yard run. So that was a big part of it. Jackson was 17 of 23 through the air, 163 yards. Not a real problem there. But his running, well, that was a major problem here for the New England Patriots. And this defense has got some work to do right now.
That was actually less than his average per carry going into this game. He was averaging about 6 yards a carry going into this, into the game. 16 into 63 is not...
No, but what else?
He had 3.8 yards a carry. Yep.
What else he did was he was a threat that you had to keep an eye on all the time.
Right.
So it gave his actions, who gets the ball, you're always worrying about him. So he's drawing people to him, and he was dumping the ball.
I'll tell you this. He did see the field better than I thought he would when he was on the run.
Yeah.
He did a good job of that.
Lou's up next. Hey, Lou. Hello, yeah. Lou.
Hey, Lou.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Great.
Hey, so one thing was, at the end of the half, I guess I would have liked to see Brady try a hard snap there, hard count, and maybe draw them off sides. I mean, he had 10 seconds, would have got a first down, and, you know, could have tried, to, you know, a pass, and try to get that touchdown.
At the end of that,
you know, at the end of the first half.
Was that the play when White came down and short of the goal line?
No, that was it.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
But then the next play, it was fourth down.
Right.
And, you know, they kicked the field goal, like, you know,
but a hard count only gets you half the distance to the goal.
Right, but it gets you the shot to try for the touchdown. Right? Instead
off,
of fourth down.
Offsides?
And if they missed it.
How?
How does it get you?
It was fourth and goal.
It was fourth and goal.
No, the one before
fourth
that.
And goal.
Yeah, fourth and goal.
Right,
but,
right there.
Right, but
fourth
what I'm
goal.
Okay, but I'm sorry, Lou, if I'm misunderstanding something. Fourth and goal, you get a hard cut, you draw them offsides.
We say, go,
right.
Get the
okay,
ball.
Okay, so hold on. So then now you're at the half-yard line. It's still fourth down.
It's not first down?
No.
My bad.
No worries.
All right,
no
my
worries.
Bad.
No.
You know, everybody's focusing on the field goal and not going for it. I don't understand that because I can see it the other way. You can sit there and say it was only half a yard. Maybe they can get it. They're looking at it saying, we get points if we put three up. It's a 19-yard field goal. Even Nick Folk can get 19 yards. Now you've got a four-point game, and we get the ball to open up the second half. And by the way, they were driving in that first drive to open up the second half, and that's when Edelman fumbled the ball.
I wouldn't have had a problem had they gone for either way. I would have, either way, after the way you guys discussed it, I absolutely understand.
Suppose they didn't get it, though. Like momentum is stopped there,
yeah,
right?
You go into the halftime, you reestablish momentum. Seven, you're still, you know, you're telling me that's going to.
No, but it could be a hindrance. He always takes the.
I thought this was the most mentally strong team in the history of football.
It is, but it's the fact that sometimes the other teams are crushed. But the point is, Belichick thinks this through a thousand ways from Sunday when he's making the call.
So a half a yard, you're sitting there and saying it's not much, right? So if you can't run the quarterback sneak because they're bunched up in the middle.
Agreed.
Where's your great running attack?
Agreed.
You're going up against a team that's number two in the league against the run. So you're going to have to throw the football at a half yard because you got in position basically throwing the football.
Yeah.
That's how you got to the half yard line, right? I think it's going to be very difficult. I think you take the 3 points. You know you've got possession of the ball. If you can score in that first possession, you actually take the lead. Even though you've been outplayed in the first half, in the first drive, you could have had the lead. And if Edelman doesn't drop the ball, that was probably going to happen.
All right,
Luke.
So let's go with that theory then. Yeah, okay, let's say they don't score. Let's say they don't score, and then they get the ball and they march downfield. Now it's a tie ball game. They recapture that momentum. Correct?
I personally would have gone for it. I was saying that, but
right.
when Belichick makes a decision,
I understand completely. Understand.
So
the decision.
I would have wanted to go for it to put it myself.
He had the decision made already. Yeah. The field goal team was out on the field
while
they were reviewing whether White had got into the end zone.
And I just have to tell you, Belichick's probably right more than I am, and I'm right a lot.
All right, what was the other point, Lou?
Right wing, maybe.
So, right? Yeah,
too.
Yeah, the other thing, it looked like Edelman was actually kind of tired when he dropped that ball.
Maybe.
I don't know if he had just caught one just before that or not, but
he was just off, you know, the guy off gets balance. Beat up.
The defender made a pretty good play. He came around from behind him and got underneath his arm and popped it out.
I actually thought he was down when I saw it real time, but it was definitely a fumble.
It was, and you know,
well, they were in no huddles.
Sometimes defenders make a play.
Yeah, I get that. Maybe he was, but it was the start of the second half, though.
He's been tired before.
Yeah,
and hasn't fumbled.
Right.
But he did. He did duck one other guy, and he comes up, and he gets tackled. So he was kind of off balance a little bit. Normally, he holds on to that ball pretty tight.
Alex is up next. Hey, Alex.
Hey, guys. I'm from D.C. I just got out of the operating room. I'm a huge Patriots fan in D.C., probably the only one here.
Oh, good to hear from you.
Yeah, you guys have a great show. A couple of things about the game. Number one, the third down play, the one for the field goal. I mean, White just tripped on his own offensive lineman. He was going in for the touchdown.
He did. You're right.
He got unlucky. He got unlucky on that one. So that was an easy walk in. He was walking in for a touchdown.
Agreed.
The second thing is, you know, the fourth down play, I had no problem them kicking the field goal. In the second half, they went to that same no huddle offense they did against Atlanta Falcons, and they're just burying the the Ravens until Edelman dropped the ball on the ground. And then the other guy was talking about Edelman, like, you know, why do you hustle, you know, try to, you know, break the tackle, try to get extra yard. Hey, remember Seattle in the Super Bowl?
Yep.
He got the monster hit, and he went on another 10-yard scampering on the ground when he had a concussion problem.
Yep.
But the next thing I want to talk about is the Brady throw. People say he's washed up. That throw they threw to Ben Watson was a dime. He threw that on a rope, 20 yards down the field. It really was a 35-yard pass in the air between two defenders. The guy just drops it. So I don't think Brady's washed up. The problem is for the Patriots, and I said this in the beginning of the season, you have an all-time defense, but they have no tight ends. They have, you know, the offensive line is not that good.
No fullback.
And then no fullback. But Antonio Brown, if he doesn't be a dumbass, pardon my French, he's an idiot, and just settles that girl, their offense will be wide open. They just don't have anyone that can stretch the field. They don't have a Gronk, and they don't have a receiver on the outside. So that's what they're hampered. And they're just exactly like 2006 when Gaffney dropped that ball at the 10-yard line for a walk-in touchdown against the Colts. I'm afraid that's what's going to happen again. In a big moment, our offense is going to bite us in the butt.
Well, you might be right, and they're limited. I do think that tonight there were some good signs with Mohamed Sanu in that they can move the chains through the air. And they did it, and once they were able to do that, they were able to run the football a little bit. They had James White out there and Burkhead running the football a little bit because their passing game forced Baltimore to defend them differently.
But unlike that, Gaffney, I remember that very well. Unlike that, I kind of trust the receivers that they have now. I don't think it's a great receiving core, but I still trust
them.
You know, Ben Watson, you know, four catches, dropped a big one, but I still kind of I trust them way more than I ever trusted Gaffney. Yeah. Gaffney was a guy that you just couldn't rely on.
Right. No, I think with Edelman and Sanu and James White coming out of the backfield, I think you can trust those guys. Again,
and most of the time, Watson, too.
Right.
Most of the time, Watson.
In a short passing game. Yeah.
Possession guy.
And that's what you're going to have to do right now to score. You're not going to get the deep.
Burkett also coming out of the backfield.
Yeah.
You know, so it's better than it was before. It's not great, but it's good.
And well-placed screen plays. We've seen that the last 2 weeks, too. A couple more well-placed screen plays that were not out of vogue for a while with the Patriots, but they seem to bring them back in a little bit more the last couple weeks.
And Dorsett may be your best deep threat. I wouldn't call that a great deep threat, right?
No, he's a burner, but he's not a great athlete.
Right.
Great receiver.
Ryan is up next from Connecticut. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good,
Ryan.
Hey, I am driving back from Providence College. Just a diehard Giants fan here. I just have a quick question for all you Patriots fans out there. What is going to happen when all this does end? Because hypothetically right now, everyone
you tell us you were
with
the Giants.
You want to know, Ryan? I can tell you exactly what's going to happen. They'll look back on the years with Brady and Belichick and remember them fondly.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's enough. But at the same time, it's not. It's like they're 8-1 right now, right? Okay. Yes, the offense is not looking as good as it used to be. But in what world do you start panicking at, like, right now? Like, in what you just played Lamar Jackson? He's been killing it the whole year. He's an MVP candidate. In what world is this like, oh, you know what? This has got to be it. We're done. And
well,
so,
Ryan, doing it for 20 years.
Ryan, you do know the difference between the immediacy of a loss like that and what that does to fans. You understand that, right?
Listen, I am diehard. Me and my father, I was raised diehard Giants fan. I you know, call me crazy. I still think we got a chance, you know, but that's
at what?
Me.
All right, but what I'm saying, your question was about the Patriots fans all whining and crying about this stuff. You do know that immediately after the game is when emotions run high? You know that, right?
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you're listening to.
Yeah, no, I know. I just don't get it. They should be enjoying it. You know, it's 8-1. You had a first bad loss.
No, but nobody enjoys a loss, Ryan, and that's right. What it comes down to. They're looking at this one loss.
Understandably so. It's understandable.
Everybody
reacts to the last thing they've seen, and the last thing they've seen suddenly expands to Tom Brady is too old. He's falling apart. This defense sucks. They can't stop the run. It's all based on that. And you can't really take this one little snapshot and really – and we've learned that over the years with the Patriots, but you learn that with every team. You can't take one little snapshot and think that suddenly you're going to fall apart.
Well, and the other part of that equation is that you have had basically 20 years of incredible excellence by this team that when you see something like this, especially when your team had just had one of the more dominating first halves – defensively of any team ever, and you've got Tom Brady in an offense that can score a number of points, that's gonna bother you when you lose a game like this.
We've been doing this for how long? Every time they have a bad loss,
it's like this.
Not every time. Oh, yes. You're making it up.
The Kansas City game, good.
You're making it up.
So what happened? When they lost to Miami, oh my goodness!
They lost to Pittsburgh the next week.
This is the first time in 20 years that Fred has actually been telling the truth. He's been lying all those other times. This is the first time he's telling the truth.
Been lying about all the Super Bowls.
About what?
People do overreact to a loss like this, and everything is falling apart. Okay, and that's what they do. And all I'm going to say is, we know this was a 5-game stretch because the first 8 were against crap teams. Everybody accepted that. So it's a 5-game stretch. What are they going to be like in the 5 games? Now, if they go 0-5 in the 5 games, I'll be the first one to tell you they're screwed. They're done. Because they're going to play teams like the 5-game the teams they're playing in the postseason. They're not going to play the first 8.
That's correct.
Those are not going to be playoff teams.
You go 2-3 in these 5 games, you still have a chance at the number 1 seed.
You do.
All right, because you look at the Ravens' schedule, they got 2 losses right now. They've got the Texans, okay.
Where's it being played?
I think that's at Baltimore. They go on the road to the Rams, and then they got the 49ers in Baltimore, which helps. But those 3 games, they can lose one of those. You know, but if you're 13-3 and the Ravens are 13-3, there's your first
round. I tell you what, they have 2 losses right now. I would not be surprised at all if Baltimore ends up with 4 or 5 losses.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised at all.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Because they need certain things, and you can see it in the games that they've played so far.
Agreed.
They need certain things to work. Now, this was a huge game for them. This was a Sunday night game. They're pumped and jacked for this game, all right?
They'll probably lose the next one.
It would not surprise me. Mike's in Providence.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
I'm a
real Giants fan, and that last caller bothered me because it's been 20 years of the most dominating thing ever in free agency and everything going on. What they've done is insane. What the Patriots have done is insane.
Yeah.
But basically, what the Patriots need to do, they just need that deep threat. If they had a guy going down the field, they're basically going to be all right going into the playoffs.
Last year in the playoffs, their biggest deep threat was Gronkowski.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's a freak of nature. Something like that, definitely. But, I mean, I don't think the Patriots.
Mike, they're not going to get a deep threat. They don't have a deep threat. They're not going to get one.
That's unfortunate. Right.
So here's what you can look at. You can look at a left tackle might allow you to run the football better. Okay, that's the first thing. I'm not saying they're going to be a great running team. It's not going to happen. Can they be better running a team than they are right now?
Yeah.
Absolutely. With Mohamed Sanu, a possession receiver, you can run the short passing game. Once you do that, you take that defense out there in sub packages. Now maybe you can run the football because they're playing you for the pass. That's what they don't have the personnel to go deep.
The first 3 Super Bowls, Brady was throwing with the 7-10 receivers. I used to joke they started losing Super Bowls when I could remember the names of their receivers.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah. Yep.
So we'll go back to that. But
I think
the Patriots are going to do it this year unless the NFL wants Brett Favre or not Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers or Brees.
He looked good today either, didn't he?
He looked terrible today. They scored 11 points today.
I got to see them today.
They only scored 11.
Today. He, yeah. He looked, yeah, but, you know, but the Patriots always have this one loss or one or two losses, you know.
Yep, agreed.
Yeah, but these are all the teams that are going to be there in the end. Green Bay's going to be there in the end. Kansas City, all these teams are going to be there in the end.
Agreed.
And they all have two or three losses right now. Those are the teams. I'll tell you what, the team they're playing here in 2 weeks, Philadelphia, they're getting healthier.
They're playing better football,
too. They're well coached, okay? They have a quarterback that's pretty damn good.
Can make the plays.
That and defensively, they're quick.
Yep.
Okay, so that's a team that could cause you
some
problems.
And they don't mind bringing it either.
Right.
And they'll take chances.
And it would not surprise me at all to see them in the Super Bowl coming out of the NFC.
You know, it's funny, behind you, watching Miami celebrate their first win. They're going crazy in the locker room. They gave.
What was bigger, this win or the win over the Patriots last year?
This win.
Patriots, wrong.
No,
wrong.
No. That whole crew's gone now, baby.
Wrong.
You're wrong again.
You know why?
You're wrong.
You're
wrong again.
This is the lowest point, and now they just looked up, and there's light.
All right, we're going to hear from Lamar Jackson. We'll hear a little bit of Devin McCourty and what he was saying about their defense and more as we continue on with the real post-game show. The Patriots lose at 37-20.
Dorsett and Edelman to the right of the line. Sanu and Watson to the left. White to the right of Brady in the gun. Brady will send Edelman in motion from right to left. Stops his right foot, gets the shotgun snap. Looks left, throws it left side. Caught by Mohamed Sanu, and he crosses the goal line on the left side for a touchdown.
Mohamed Sanu, 14 targets. He had 10 catches, 81 yards, 8.1 average. Did have that touchdown you just heard right there. And I would say, gentlemen, he is our Patriots player of the game.
Agreed. No word.
Agreed.
No word for Tom.
Wow.
Fred?
Wow, not even a fight. Well,
Tom,
did you hear that?
A fight.
Tom,
no.
The guy did a great job. Come in there and do that. Got to give it to him.
Mohamed Sanu, your Patriots player of the game, sponsored by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Let's listen in to Lamar Jackson after the game. See what he had to say.
Lamar, what's it like to hear your teammate call you MVP several times?
It's pretty cool, but like I said before, I'm focused on winning, and we got it done today. We got a bill, get ready for Seattle next week.
Lamar, on that 35 pass that you did to Andrews early in the game.
Yeah.
What did you see on that play? It seemed like they had like nine or 10 guys.
They went cover zero. We've been studying it all week. Throughout the bye week, coach been drilling it in my head. We get it from our look team. Those guys do a great job of showing us great defensive looks. And I knew where I was going all the way. I just had to buy a little time because it was one guy free off the edge. And we made it happen. Great. Offensive line did a great job. And so did Mark.
Lamar, I mean, you guys got off to a great start. But in a way, are you kind of more proud of what you did late in the game? I mean, almost the counterpunching, coming off the ropes, and you know, coming back after you had some down moments?
Yeah, but, you know, that's part of football. We can't dwell on one drive or one play. We got to just keep building because that's what those guys are doing. You know, they make a mistake, they go back out there and execute. So that's what we need to do. It's part of the game.
Lamar, there's so much focus on how they were going to play you and what they were going to show. Did you get pretty much what you expected? Were you prepared for pretty much everything you got, or was there anything that surprised you?
I prepared for it. Coach did a great job, you know, giving me great looks. Like I said before, the look team did a great job. And like I said before, I'm just going to play my game. I'm not really worried about what they do on the opposite side of the ball.
Was that the most different looks you've seen in a game this year?
Yeah, probably. I'd say, yeah.
Did you feel like they were keying on you as a runner to a greater degree than any other team that you
yeah,
played?
Yeah, they had an alert guy every time I dropped back. So, you know, I had to get the ball out of my hand, find an open target. Oh, I missed one. I'm ticked off about that one. To Mark. Next question.
Was that alert guy, like, would you call that like a spy as well?
Spy.
And was that usually 31?
Or 54.
Well, what did it mean to you to play against and interact with Tom Brady a little bit? Is it significant for you to get a win against him and his team?
I'm trying to win versus anybody I play. I don't really dwell on one player or, you know, it's just this guy I want to beat. You know, like I said before, that's still the GOAT. Don't nothing change that. I'm happy to get the win, of course, especially at M&T Bank Stadium. So it's pretty cool, but I don't really care because it's to get Tom Brady. I just want to win.
What is going through your mind when you hear the MVP chant break out in the crowd?
We got a lot of season left to play, so I'm worried about next game. I don't really care about that. I appreciate it, but like I said before, I want something better than that.
And Mark, to Garrett's point a little bit, how knowing that it's just another game and beat the Patriots. I know that, but how big of a step is this? I mean, this is a team, Belichick, Brady, defending champs, all they've done. Just how big of a step is this for you and your team?
I feel like our team already knew what we was capable of, you know. We just had to show it, and we did that tonight. We just have to build off that. You know, we can't just get on our high horse, feel like, you know, we just won the Super Bowl because we did it. That's just one regular season game. We got to continue to build.
What's going through your head on the final touchdown run?
Which one? The one when I got pulled? Am I in? I was hoping I was in. Orlando pulled me. I didn't even know it was him until I got up. He was like, I pulled you in. I need half of that touchdown. So, yeah, it was cool. I just heard everyone cheering, and I was happy.
Lamar Jackson after the game, it was a good head on his shoulders. Nice. He's not getting taken in by the MVP stuff. And they were asking him, the crowd,
good job.
And your players calling you MVP, and he handled it well. The only thing that was a little bit confusing, he said, we got to worry about next week in Seattle. Hate to tell him they're playing in Cincinnati next week, right?
That just means he was hyper-focused this week.
Seattle was the week before Lamar.
And they beat him already.
He's overlooking Cincinnati already. That's not good.
Wow, really? Really?
They're a dynamo down there.
Miami could overlook Cincinnati.
Yeah, let's not get crazy.
Well, it's still a team. It's still a guy.
He's a pleasant kid to listen to. He's not cocky.
He did
great preparation. He's, like you said, he's growing in front. When people see him, he's much more than just a runner. He controls the offense very well, makes good decisions. He's a great player right now.
Who would have thought, watching that playoff game that he had against, was it the Chargers last year?
Awful. Yeah.
Who would have thought he was going to come out and be as good as he is now? I mean, you saw some hints of it last year when he was playing, but he's been good. He's been very good. I don't know if he's MVP candidate right now, but he's been very good.
Watson's pretty good down in Texas.
Yeah, MVP. Wilson. May be a stretch right now.
But that's okay. Get excited about it. But he answered it perfectly. I'm just thinking about the next game. That's all, and that's. It's smart to see young quarterback.
I think he said something
like,
I'm looking for more than that or something like that. Then he obviously looking for a championship. It's the right
answer. But he also said, he's the GOAT. He said, are you out there trying to be Tom? He's the GOAT. You know, everyone acknowledges
that. He said that during the week, too.
He's smart about it, you know. And he knows you can't get caught up into all of this stuff. And it doesn't sound like he is. All right, we're going to also hear from Devin McCourty. We'll do it right after we take this break and wrap things up in the Real Postgame Show. All right, back here on the Real Postgame Show, the Patriots lose their first of the season. The defense has major problems with Lamar Jackson and the running offense of the Baltimore Ravens. When the game was over, Devin McCourty talked about it.
I think it was overall just their whole offense. We knew they had one of the best running attacks in the NFL this year, and they were able to really run the ball. And, you know, I think because we struggled stopping the run, it pretty much gave them control of the game. You know, possession, down and distance, I think they got to be comfortable all game. We got them in a couple third and longs. We were able to get off the field, but for the majority of the game, I think they were able to play it on their terms. And, you know, I think that's what probably hurt us the most, just having control of the game.
How would you describe that first quarter?
That's what, like, they had control. Like, we just couldn't really get anything going. I mean, even – you know, we kind of bow our necks and get them to kick, and then, you know, we're offside. So lack of focus and concentration, you know, I think we were aware of that. But when you're playing against a good football team, like, you can't have those plays. And I think that's something we know. You know, you playing these type of games against a good football team, a team that's coming off a bye week where they're ready to go. They had a couple scheme things that we haven't seen that worked out. But, you know, I think overall that wasn't our biggest issue. You know, I think it was stopping the run, and I think it started on just the first drive of, you know, not giving up the big play right away, but then they kind of slowly, methodically move down. Then you give up a big play. Like, that's where they feel most comfortable. And I think the first quarter was kind of what the whole game ended up being like. I mean, obviously we had a couple plays, a couple series here and there, but I'll say overall, you know, even in the fourth quarter, the long drive, like, that crushed us.
What changed in that second quarter, Devin? It seemed like you guys kind of got things going a little bit defensively and the entire team.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said. Like, it's two good football teams. Like, we weren't going to lay down, you know, but I think overall, you know, like I said, that was in the second quarter is when we got them in a little bit of third and eight, you know, third and seven, a little bit longer. where we were able to have more control and get off the field, and that was a big help for us. But I think, you know, you playing these games, it's not about doing it for a quarter. You know, you gotta play better throughout the game. So yeah, for that quarter, we did all right, and then to start the second half, you know, offense drives, you know, the big turnover. Then defensively, we got to kind of step up and make a play there, and you know, that didn't help. You know, our offense turned over, then they went down and scored right away. Like, we need to get on and make a play, and kind of that's where we had a chance to turn the game, but we just couldn't get it done tonight.
Devin McCourty after the game, I think he's right.
Right on.
They became very comfortable in what they were able to do, and they had some third and short situations. They were 5 of 10 in third down conversions, and as he said,
seemed
there
like
were
more though, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. He like said, they did one every series.
Yeah, well, they were getting first down and first and second down.
Yeah,
as well.
Good point.
So
that's a good point.
They didn't have to wait until third down, but he said there were a couple of scheme things. He said that were a little bit different that they weren't expecting. But they got to get back to the drawing board. Now, the good news is you're not going to face another team like that unless you face them in the postseason. I would guess the next really good running team, would it be Dallas?
Yeah. The quarterback's not near the threat, though, that
well,
Jackson was.
Yeah, he's a different type
of threat.
I think
Houston.
Right.
Houston can run the ball a little bit.
The quarterback is similar. He's a very smart guy.
I think he's a better quarterback, actually.
He's a better quarterback. Well, he doesn't run as fast.
Because he can do more in the pocket.
Agreed.
Against you. That's the difference.
Virtually impossible to get down to.
All right, boys. We're done for the night. Done for the night.
As your 17th straight prediction where you only were right once.
It's not
comes
bad.
To an end.
Lying doesn't.
All right, boys, we're going to do it again 2 weeks from Sunday. Yes,
what
2 weeks.
Like Sunday?
Late game, 4:30
game. Got?
I'll be back tomorrow. It's Philadelphia.
Who they got?
Philadelphia. I'll be back tomorrow at 2 Long o'clock ride. With Christian Fourier, Lou Maloney, and Bill Belichick. Ooh. Who's going to cry? I'm not going to cry.
Christian going to cry. Fred cried a little.
Fred cried tonight?
I stayed in my car for a while before he came out.
All right, have a great night. Thanks to all the boys in the other room. Thank you, guys.
Don't lose faith.